Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years. The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland Cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Today, we're recapping the Cherry Blossom Sale in Culpeper, Virginia, and the BNC Sale in Kirksville, Missouri, both of which happened this past weekend.
Well, should we jump right into the stats since we have two sales to cover?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start with the Cherry Blossom Sale.
Okay, so at the Cherry Blossom Sale this year, 44 lots sold with an unofficial total of $122,100, with the unofficial average being $2,775, and the internet-only average was $1,977.
With this being the fifth sale of 2024 to be included in our Hired Hand Live Trends and Averages series, it takes the annual average to date to $6,496 and the internet only average to date very close behind at $6,358.
There were 14,244 total views of the consignments online with 72 registered internet bidders.
The most viewed animal before the sale was lot number 9. Hazelnut RRM, consigned by New Age Cattle Company, and she had 398 views prior to the sale. The most viewed animal at the end of the sale was lot number 1, WT Kid Rock by RC Smoking Hot Amber Heifer Embryo Lot, consigned by Sunhaven Longhorns, and by the end of the sale, she had a whopping 876 views.
So should we jump into the top 5 in-person seller and buyers real quick?
Sounds good. You want to take number 5?
Fifth highest selling overall lot was lot 43, Rivers Folks Yes Siree, consigned by TK Longhorns. She sold for $3,700 to 5D Ranch.
The fourth highest selling lot overall for in-person was lot number 40, Carolina Luck, consigned by Tally Longhorns, who sold for $5,750 to Jared McFarlane.
Coming in at the third highest selling lot was lot 6, MM Miss Love and Profit, consigned by MM Cattle Company. She sold for $8,500 to Home Branch Ranch.
The second highest selling lot to go to an in-person buyer was lot number 1, WT Kid Rock by RC Smoking Hot Amber Heifer Embryo, consigned by Sunhaven Longhorns, and she sold for $12,500 to Home Branch Ranch.
And the highest selling in-person lot was lot 18, Double Your Luck, consigned by Diamond Sea Ranch. She sold for $15,000 to Tall Grass Cattle Company.
Now we'll go ahead and recap the top 5 online sellers and buyers. And I'll kick us off with the fifth highest here, which was lot number 10, NB Rex's Moonbeam, consigned by Home Branch Ranch. And she sold for $1,600 online to Ronnie Jenkins.
The fourth highest selling online lot was lot 58. 2A Catch It Trump, consigned by Double A Longhorns, who sold for $1,700 to Ronnie Jenkins.
The third highest selling lot over Hired Hand Live was number 49, LC Diamond Strike, consigned by Nell Tam Longhorns, and she sold for $2,200 to Ben Osicki.
The second highest selling online lot was lot 16. HS Southern Bell, consigned by Hidden Springs Ranch. She sold for $2,750 to Ben Osicki.
And the top high seller on Hired Hand Live was lot number 46, Southern Sister, consigned by Hoosier Longhorns, selling for $4,300 to Scott Simmons. So thank you to all of the Hired Hand Live bidders and buyers, including those who made our top 5.
A few more internet influence stats are: there was $16,800 value added through internet bidding, with 130 online bids, and a total of 9 lots were sold online to 4 different online buyers.
The Cherry Blossom Sale also had a futurity with it, and that futurity was part of the NLFR. So now we're going to go over the futurity class winners as well as the number of points they received.
Class 1, there was actually a tie for class 1. Believe in Faith Lynn, owned by Misty Flincham, and Native blue feathers owned by Hoosier Longhorns with a total of 224.75 points.
The Class 2 winner was P.B. Brittany, owned by Pine Brothers Longhorns, and she was awarded 228 points.
Class 3 winner was T.T. Charisma, owned by Tally Longhorns, with 230.25 points.
The Class 4 winner received 231 points and was owned by Caitlin Blackwell. The animal's name is BCC Tufts Vintage Beauty.
Class 5 winner was Horseshoe J. Tickle Pink, owned by Jimmy Jones, and she had 230.5 points.
The Class 6 winner was 50 Grand BCC, owned by Diamond C. Longhorns, with 229.75 points.
Class 7 winner, Cut and High, owned by Lonesome Pines Ranch, has 232.25 points.
River Forks Sugar Booga, I like that name, owned by Terry and Tammy King, was the Class 8 winner, and she received 229.5 points.
The Class 9 winner, 21 Roses, owned by John King, and she has 234 points.
The Class 10 winner was Marigold 121, owned by David and Angie Wolf, and she received 229 points.
And the overall high point heifer was 21 Roses, owned by John King.
So we encourage you to visit the NLFR Facebook page or the 5D website to see updates of where these animals fall within the competition overall after the weekend. And we always ask for text comments from those of you who attended the sales. And so we did receive one from Daryl Presley about the cherry blossom sale. Do you want to go ahead and read that, Jamie?
Sure. Daryl says, "We really enjoyed this sale. It has a down-home country feel and a gorgeous locale. The party at Ann Gravitt's beautiful home and ranch was extraordinary scenery, great food, and fellowship. The sale had a nice mix of heifers and mature cows. We were outbid on an animal we bid on, but drove home very pleased with our trip. I thought there were some great deals on some very nice animals. We hope to go again next year. I would highly recommend this sale to anyone who is interested in Longhorns."
Thank you for participating in our feedback request, Daryl. We really appreciate it.
So the Cherry Blossom participated, like you said, in the NLFR. Should we go over the top five heifers since after the Cherry Blossom?
Yeah. So these are going to be the overall standings, right? After all the futurities so far this year, including the Cherry Blossom?
Yep. So only the heifers changed. The bulls have stayed the same since there was no bulls in the futurity at the Cherry Blossom.
Sure. I'll kick us off here. So the fifth highest heifer overall after the Cherry Blossom is River Forks Gypsy Rose. She has a total of 674 points and is owned by Travis Johnson.
Coming in at number four is Dynamite LP, owned by Lonesome Pine Ranches. She has 675.25 points.
The third highest heifer in the standings after the Cherry Blossom is River Forks Dixie Diva. She's owned by Terry and Tammy King, and she has a total of 675.75 points. So just a half a point, not even that, separating the third and fourth placed animals. So this is a crazy tight race here.
It is. Coming in at number two is Cut and High with 679.75 points, and she is owned by Lonesome Pines Ranch.
And leading the heifers year to date is BCR Josie. She has a whopping 893.75 points, and she's owned by RTG Ranch, LLC. So congratulations to all of the owners of the top five heifers at this time. Jamie, should we go ahead and read over the top five bulls, even though they haven't changed?
Sure, because I think the bulls were updated. They've been updated since the Bluegrass sale, and I don't think we've covered those yet.
Perfect. So the fifth highest bull is Taser, and he has 445.5 points, and he is owned by Bryant Cattle Company.
In fourth place is M7 Grand Dan with 445.75 points, and he is owned by M7 Longhorns.
The third highest bull overall is One Cool Ombre, owned by Bryant Cattle Company, and he has 446.75 points.
In second place is Double S Tiger King with 446.75 points, owned by the Stone W2 Partnership.
So obviously, Jamie, we just read these results, but it looks like maybe we have a tie between those two bulls. Maybe one is in the lead for a reason, but that's what our data here shows. So that's what we're going to go with. Top bull overall right now is OL Ragnarok. He has 449.75 points, and he is owned by Oliver Longhorns.
So you can view the top 25 heifers and bulls on the Huntington Sales website, along with the overall points total of all the heifers that have been entered in maturities so far this year.
Love what you're hearing? Be sure to check out our pickup truck confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now, back to the podcast.
Now we're going to recap the BNC Show Me Spring Longhorn Sale that happened, like we said, this past weekend in Kirksville, Missouri. So the stats that we're going to go through now are all from that sale.
So there were roughly 173 lots sold with an unofficial total of 264,000, while the unofficial average was 1,534. The internet-only average was $1,807.
So after the weekend and after the taking the cherry blossom sale into account that we already reviewed, it makes this the sixth sale of the year to be included in our Hired Hand Live Trends and Averages series. And it takes the 2024 average to date to $4,636 and the internet only average to date to $4,855.
There were a total of 24,845 views of the consignments online with 74 registered bidders.
The most viewed animal before the sale and after the sale was lot number 93, MTR Popgun 64/21. She was consigned by Volkart Cattle Company and had 533 views before the sale and 612 after the sale.
So let's jump right into the top five in-person sellers and buyers.
The fifth highest selling lot overall to an in-person buyer was lot number 124, Happy Trails ST, consigned by Sherwood Cattle Company, and that animal sold for $3,750.
The fourth highest in-person lot was 85, Whitewater ST, consigned by Sherwood Cattle, who sold for $4,000 to Travis Casey.
And we should mention, Jamie, I think a lot of the stats we're going to read off here are going to include animals that were consigned by Sherwood Cattle. And so we should mention that after quite a number of years, Greg was liquidating his herd. So you're going to see his name come up quite a bit here. The third highest selling lot overall was lot number 171, RRR Miss Watson 725, consigned by Triple R Ranch, and she sold for $4,500 to Landis Farms.
Coming in at number two was lot 86, Honeydew ST, consigned by Sherwood Cattle, who sold for $4,600 to Peterson Longhorns.
And topping out the sale for in-person buyers was lot number 123, Lydia ST, consigned once again by Sherwood Cattle, and she sold for $5,100 to Gretchen Lotspeak.
Now for the top online sellers and buyers. Coming in at number five is lot 103, Smiley Creek, consigned by SA Longhorns, who sold for $2,700 to Flint Hill Longhorns.
The fourth highest selling animal on Hired Hand Live was lot number 153, Helm Blessed B 162, consigned by Helm Cattle Company, and she sold for $2,800 to Lynn Torgerson.
Coming in at number three was lot 175, RJF Illy Cowboy, consigned by Sherwood Cattle Company, who sold for $3,500 to Jim Rombeck.
The second high seller on Hired Hand Live was lot number 93, MTR Popgun 64/21, consigned by Volkart Cattle Company, selling for $4,400 to Michael Duchman. And we should note that this was also the highest viewed consignment of the sale. It looks like we have a tie for number one, Jamie. Do you want to take both of them?
Sure, I'll go ahead. So we have lot 91, 2JB Raspberry Eyes, consigned by Widespread Ranch, sold for $5,000 to Michael Dutchman. And also the number one for the tie was lot 87, Queen ST, consigned by Sherwood Cattle, who sold for $5,000 to Lynn Torgerson.
So once again, we would just like to thank all of the people who utilized Hired Hand Live this weekend to bid, buy, and to watch the sales that were going on. The internet influence stats for the BNC sale include $63,250 value added through internet bidding, 510 total online bids, 35 lots selling online to 17 different online buyers.
And the BNC also has a small futurity with their sale, so we'll go over those results as well.
The Class 1 winner was She's a Beauty ST. She was consigned by Greg Sherwood, Sherwood Cattle Company, and she did sell during the sale to Travis Casey for $2,300.
And one note that's a little bit different at the BNC sale with other futurities is all the animals entered in the futurity also sell in the sale. So you'll see that all of the Class 1ers are selling here. The Class 2 winner was WSR Boone's Farm, consigned by Woodson School Ranch. She sold for $950 to Robert Littleton.
The Class 3 winner was Brandy LCR. She was consigned by Logan Sherwood of Sherwood Cattle Company and sold for $1,700 to Travis Casey.
And the final class, Class 4 winner, is LCL Pale Zen 38, consigned by Little Creek Longhorns, who sold for $1,150 to Travis Casey.
So when we reached out for feedback from the sale, we did receive a lot of texts, and we're going to try to comprise them here into just a few. All of the feedback was super positive. I think everyone was really excited, but we picked out just a few here to read you that we felt kind of like summed up the weekend. The first one comes from Jessie Buckler, and she says, "The BNC sale was fantastic and impressive to have 180 plus cows with 1500 plus average. The sale was the best it's ever been, and I'm looking forward to the next one." Thanks, Jessie.
Some more feedback we got was, "There's a great sale this weekend in Kirksville, Missouri. Sean Sayer, Allison Sayer, Tommy Peterson, Cord Peterson, Bernie Hicks, Justin Georges, and many others executed a well-run event. Over 180 registered Texas Longhorns and probably many more ropers and commercial Longhorns. Sales were strong throughout. Congratulations to Greg Sherwood on over 46 years in the industry and all of his contributions. Many of his finest Longhorns will be seeing the mountains of Colorado each morning going forward. It is always great seeing everyone at this event and catching up with some good friends. The sale epitomizes Longhorn family from start to finish. Great work, everyone. See y'all next year."
So thank you, everyone, again, for responding to our text messages and for sticking with us through this double sale Monday morning recap. The next sale that we're going to be recapping and also attending is the Texoma Spring Classic, April 27th in Duncan, Oklahoma. And Jamie, I believe that sale also has a futurity with it, correct?
Yes, it has the Battle in the Prairie futurity, and I believe they have roughly 200 animals entered in the futurity, so it'll be another big weekend.